Hey, what's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. In today's episode, I'd like to talk about the previously mentioned face guide push move or face direct move. Face guide push move is used when facing a shark and or when wanting to get out of the water, should a shark be too close. Whenever a shark shows up, you always have to watch the animal. I think that goes without saying. But very often I can tell a shark approaches a person, I watch him, and the person starts to look around. Watching the animal seems quite logical, right? So refrain from ignoring the shark's presence by looking around how you can get out of the water. Wait until the shark swims away from you or is focusing on something else. Whenever a shark shows up, take a few moments and give the shark your entire attention or observation, so to speak. As mentioned before, whenever a shark is in your vicinity, go vertical. It makes it easier to pivot. And again, sharks stay further away as soon as you move from a horizontal into a vertical position. Although we can't prove it yet, sharks react when looked at the same time, and they try to look at us when coming close. So whatever goes on, eye contact is very important in every interaction, and of course, when you consider to have to withdraw. Seems simple that animals and humans look each other in the eye, right? But we were not part of their evolution, so what really goes on, we don't know yet. What we know for sure is the shark understands the front and back of us, as we showed in our research, so we have to use this fact. Just on a side note here, yeah, it's mind-boggling to know that the shark knows where we look, and there must be something a shark can detect in when he understands we look at them or we look away. So how does a shark do it? We know that sharks come from behind on purpose, so that they understand what the front and back of us is. So naturally, we think it might be eyesight. We can't prove it yet, but one thing is for sure. If we turn around and look at the shark in the eye, the animal will react. So no matter what you do, when you're in the water and sharks are close, but always look them in the eye. You can say stare them down. Whatever happens, there is something that goes on between us and the shark. It's like we link somehow, but you have pets at home, dogs, cats, and you know, when you look at them, there's something goes on. Well, it might be the same thing with sharks. We don't know yet, but I'm sure we try to figure that out in the next few years with upcoming research, and maybe we'll get an answer. Whatever it is, whatever you do, keep having eye contact. Most of the time, that's it. Then the shark swims off, or at least stays in the wider vicinity. But should the animal come closer again, beyond its inner circle, remember, two body length is the radius of the inner circle, get ready. It can happen that a shark, for whatever reason, gets into touching distance, and then you have to be ready. This is when you have to guide the shark. First, you watch the shark, you face it, and now you have to guide the shark. And that means to touch the animal. I know that there is the diver's rule of not touching anything, but with all the rules, there are exceptions. So why do I recommend touching, which means guiding at this point, and how to do it? First, you have to know that touching, guiding, pushing is something that sharks do on a regular basis. This activity of pushing and guiding is also called, or we can also label it as directing. I looked at situations where they do it on purpose and looked for the areas of touching like snout and general head area. So take my word for it. Don't believe what anybody else says. There are situations where you have to touch a shark, but you have to do it the right way. The right way is slow, deliberate, aiming for the front of the snout or the top of the head, and then slightly push in a guiding manner. As the expression implies, face, guide, push, move consists of guiding and pushing, but when you guide, the force behind should be minimal. like to have your hand on someone's lower back and steer him or her through a crowd, or you lightly deflect something with your hand. Whenever sharks guide, or better, direct each other, they mostly use the side of their heads. So the shark, in our case, does not know what the origin of this guiding is, but he understands the signal. As with many things, whatever we do with the shark, towards the shark, it doesn't know what we are. It doesn't know that we are humans. It has no clue. It tries to understand, but sharks do understand the signals. So if we do the same signal, like guiding, pushing, a shark will react accordingly and will not snap at us. So whenever you guide and push a shark, do it slow and in a deliberate manner. I've seen many guides and pushes among sharks, and they never ended in a biting manner. So use that to your advantage. You may now get a bit confused when to guide or when to push. And well, this depends on the direction of the shark. If the shark really approaches you in a head-on manner, in a frontal approach, well, it most likely is pushing. If the shark is a little heavier, well, you have to push. But if the shark is not really aiming directly at you, but coming very close, guiding most of the time is enough. During face guide push move, most of the time, guiding pushing ends the interaction. So after that, you can withdraw or whatever you feel like, or continue to hang out with the shark, or if there are more than one, hang out with the sharks. If it does not end, and you would have to go proactive, meaning after pushing, the shark still comes back and you feel not really comfortable, again, go proactive and move towards the shark. What does it mean moving towards the shark? Again, we're talking about signaling. It imitates another predator's. The shark does not know what we are. If we swim away from it, well, we would do something a prey would do, but if we move towards the shark, well, we do what another predator would do. So swim directly towards the shark and force the animal to change its pattern. Sometimes, yeah, you have to go a little closer. Sometimes even just going in the direction of the shark is enough. And it doesn't matter if you have a bull shark, a tiger, a white shark, whatever. As soon as you move towards the shark, I guarantee it, it will wear off or at least adjust its swim pattern. Remember, again, sharks don't know or understand what humans are. So moving towards them makes them cautious. And this really, again, I'm repetitive. It goes for all the species, even the large ones. But moving towards a shark does not mean to scare it off. It just means that the shark most of the time just takes a little more precaution and swims in a greater circle around us or withdraws to the visual periphery, meaning at the very distance it still can see you. Moving towards a shark does not mean to scare it off. Most of the time the shark just backs off a little bit and keeps watching you from a larger distance. But always remember, sharks are not dangerous or vicious animals, but creatures that are very sensitive to our actions and reactions. It is us who create the dangerous situations. So, as long as you're aware of what you're creating, there will be nothing that makes the situation dangerous. So, you may ask, I mean, why is this necessary? Since sharks are, as I just mentioned, not dangerous. Well, active interaction is preferred over having to wait until something happens. Know some tasks in order to influence an interaction. Have a mental escape plan. Again, remember, fear comes from not knowing how a situation develops, not knowing what to look for. So, once you interact with a shark, be prepared to act, to react. But the best thing always is, if you can wait that something will happen because you expect it to happen, you can relax. The fear, again, comes from not knowing what goes on, not knowing what will happen, not knowing how the situation will develop, do you make it out of the water, and all these things. And once you start to get nervous around a shark, most of the time it will increase, you start to be afraid, and you may slightly panic. So that is not necessary to panic in any situation. Know what will happen, predict, act and get proactive. So if moving towards the shark does not have the desired outcome, what to do? Well, again, you don't do anything until the shark comes really close. Close again into touching distance. What you do now is the next signal that every shark will understand under every situation, any circumstances. You touch the gills of a shark. Either touching, really slightly put your hand on the gills of a shark, or push water towards the gills and not even touching the animal. You can use your hands. In that case, sometimes when the shark is at your feet, use your fins. Whenever sharks try to hurt each other, try to kill each other, they go for the gills. Sharks don't know what we are, but they do understand that signal. After that, do what we discussed in the last episode of Let's Talk Shark. Do a controlled withdrawal and get out of the water. But again, withdrawing means slow and deliberate. I've never seen it that if I had to touch a shark in the gill area, and this something is very, very rare. The last 3 years I had to do it one time. It was a quite large blue shark male. It just didn't get the situation, and he actually took off, and he didn't come back. We saw him the next day again, but not the same day. Sharks will react to our actions. So face, guide, push, move is the best insurance when you're out there, when you deal with a shark. Something that you have in your pocket should a situation get a little bit out of hand, meaning the shark comes too close. But most of the time, even a shark that comes close, if you can't touch the shark with an outstretched arm in a vertical position, don't do it. The shark is still too far off. Okay, I hope you get an idea now what face, guide, push, move means. And I hope you don't have to try it, but if you do, just follow these rules and the situation remains safe. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege.